The heads of America's most powerful oil companies urged Congress today to open up more of the country's coast to offshore drilling. The presidents of ExxonMobil, BP America, Chevron, and Shell Oil testified before the House Natural Resources Committee in Washington. They're pushing Congress and the administration not to reenact a ban on offshore drilling that President Bush lifted last year. They also want to see more areas opened up, including in Alaska. Shell Oil Company President Marvin Odom says legal challenges are creating what he called a de facto moratorium off Alaska's coasts, even in areas where Shell has leases.
It's an area that's open to leasing, but it's currently being inhibited. So I think just for the committee to think about what could we do to that area, which is open, what could we do to help move that forward would be an important question.
Alaska Native subsistence hunters and environmental groups have voiced concerns about offshore drilling in the Beaufort Sea, saying development could harm marine mammals like bowhead whales. In November, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that more environmental studies were needed because the Minerals Management Service did not look hard enough at the possible negative effects of drilling. Shell is challenging the ruling, but in the meantime canceled its major exploratory drilling operation in the Beaufort. Odom said during a break in today's hearing that he wants to see Congress or the Obama administration take an active role in the permitting process so drawn-out legal challenges don't become a regular occurrence.
It's not a streamlining issue. It's more all the agencies of government working together in a coordinated fashion, sharing all the information, making sure that the environmental studies and other things are done very, very well and very completely, so that they can withstand all the challenges that they will naturally get. And so it's a matter of very high quality, but coordinated and efficient at the same time.
Odom says Shell has paid more than $2 billion for leases in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. Alaska Congressman Don Young did not attend today's hearing, even though he's one of the Natural Resource Committee's senior members. In the Capitol subway car after the hearing, Young said he didn't see the point of attending because he already believes Alaska should be open to offshore drilling.
What do we learn in a hearing like this, other than the fact that, you know, we ought to be developing offshore oil? And we have now had a series of leases in Alaska that have been held up in court, and I'm hoping the Ninth Circuit will make sure they're available, because this nation needs this oil. And whether the people want to recognize that yet, I don't know.
Today's hearing was part of a series on offshore drilling. 2 weeks ago, environmentalist and actor Ted Danson testified for the ocean protection group Oceana. Danson said he's concerned about coastlines in the lower 48 and in Alaska.
To also make sure that we look at the Arctic Ocean and have special consideration about opening up any more drilling sites there, because spills under the Arctic cap would be disastrous. You can't clean them up.
All of the oil company executives who testified today said they do believe renewable power should have a strong place in the national energy portfolio.